This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Private invitation to your Power English Weekend. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we have a special announcement. We'd like to extend an exclusive invitation to a special group of listeners. Find out all of the details today before this offer expires. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, are you excited for what's coming up in May?
I'm so excited! I've been telling everybody I know about Tokyo!
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Guys, we are here on this bonus episode to let you guys know that we will be coming back for the Tokyo Yes. English Power Weekend version 2 this year.
This is so exciting, you guys. Maybe I'm getting ahead of the game. Maybe this is a spoiler alert, but one of the things I'm super excited about is the afternoon adventure.
Yes.
We didn't do this last year, you guys. This is new.
Exactly.
So this is part of the Kizuna level that you get to go on an afternoon adventure with All Ears English, and we are planning such fun activities for you guys.
We loved last year's program, guys, and we know that you loved it because we were just reviewing our survey after last year, and we can tell that the transformation was real, that you guys, those of you in Japan who went through our intensive English Power Weekend, really did feel a shift in your English skills after that weekend. So amazing.
It was huge. It was huge. So Lindsay and I were reading some of the feedback from last year and getting more and more excited because just remembering how powerful it was for so many people. So just to read you guys a couple quotes, there are tons, but just to read you guys a couple quotes. So one student said, "I felt my motivation go way up." Lots of exclamation marks here, by the way. And then she also said, "I realized the power of immersion and regained my confidence." And these are really the two things I saw the most, talking about motivation and confidence, and not just during the weekend, not just like, you know, I was unafraid to talk to native speakers, which is huge, but then how the students felt after the weekend, right? Like,
yeah.
Let's see here. Here's a good one. Now I think I have a good effect on my life more than English skills or confidence.
Like, oh,
it's
my God.
More than just the English.
I love it. I mean, this really speaks to the importance of, you know, if you guys have been doing the same thing over and over again with your English, then stop what you're doing if it's not working and try something new, right? Doing something like this Power English Weekend, the reason that it was so effective is that it immersed you in this energy,
right? That we created as a group, as All Ears English, as a community that believes in connection, not perfection. We manifested that. We created that together. And it set our listeners, our attendees, right, who attended that weekend on a new track. And they're still on that track, many of them.
Oh, for sure. I mean, guys, you could hear how positive and energetic we are when we're just talking to you on a podcast. But imagine like being around this for the whole weekend. And this is really like one of the roots of where the power lies, is that this energy to move forward, to continually move forward. And that's how we forget to be afraid. We forget to doubt ourselves.
Yes.
And you find yourself doing things that you never would have done before in English. And it's not till after you finish talking that you're like, oh, wait, I just did that. I just did that in English.
I love it. Oh. Yes, I love it. I mean, I remember I loved meeting our students for the first time at the informal happy hour. So those students who chose the Kizuna level, which is really the ideal level to choose because there is where you get the best immersion, right? That is the key right there, the Kizuna level. I remember when our Kizuna students walked in the door, we had our informal happy hour, which we will be having again this year. We got to meet them for the first time. Many of them were quite nervous, but as soon as they walked in, they were speaking to us in English 100%, as that was where they started forgetting to be nervous, right? And that's where it started. And it continued all weekend to where by the end, they had forgotten to get nervous before they spoke English. It was a shift.
Exactly. And I remember like talking to some of the students afterwards, and they were just speaking English like right away. Like there was no hesitation or translation, right? And that's what I hear from students all the time. Like, I can't speak quickly because I'm still translating everything in my head. So this is the immersion that gets you out of that. This is, you are choosing to think in English, to live in English for a whole weekend. And the power of it does carry forward.
Absolutely.
And remember, there was one student who was like, he accidentally talked to his wife in English on the phone or something. Like, he was just so used to English all the time. Like, that's the power.
Amazing. I mean, people came last year, guys, to this program from Osaka, from the south of Japan, different parts of Japan. And it was worth it, guys. It is worth making this trip to Tokyo. And so, Jessica, when is this event going to be happening? Let's get to some logistics so our listeners know what's going on.
So in May.
Yes.
Okay, guys, May. It's, you can plan for this. You can put this in your schedule. Lindsay, what are those dates in May?
Okay. So those dates, those dates are May 24th, 25th, and 26th. It's an intensive weekend happening in Tokyo, right, guys? So you're going to want to mark your calendars. But what is going on? Why are we on the episode today? What are we announcing today? This is not open currently for everyone to buy tickets yet, right, Jessica?
Not yet, yeah. But we would like to extend a very special invitation to all of you who attended last year. We are opening it for you to apply, all right? So keep your eyes out. There's an email in your inbox, okay?
Yep.
And only for you guys who attended last year, you have a chance to grab an early spot because this is going to fill up so quickly. And you know what, guys? Let's think about how we can challenge ourselves this year. How can we get even more motivated last year? So for example, if you didn't do the Kizuna last year, I mean, oh my gosh, like this is your chance to add a whole adventure afternoon and get one-on-one coaching with us. Like, it's enormous.
Exactly. So if you guys last year, if you started off with the light package, then this year the choice would be Kizuna, right? Because you got a little taste of it last year, but Kizuna is the place where you get the informal happy hour with us on Friday evening. You get our morning power English class. You will also go to Izakaya on Saturday evening.
So
and
fun.
The newest thing that I'm most excited about, as you mentioned earlier, Jessica, we're adding this afternoon adventure with All Ears English around Tokyo. Let's give our listeners a little bit of a hint of what this is going to be all about. I mean, what is happening?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be so fun, you guys. So Lindsay and I are going to design a sort of scavenger hunt, right? Mm-hmm. Where you have to physically move around different places in the area in Tokyo and accomplish challenges. Like, imagine you're on this reality show in English, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to like go to certain places and then you will hear or see a video from Lindsay or I that give you special instructions. Yes. I mean, it's going to be so fun. And again, like this shows you exactly the way Lindsay and I are designing every learning opportunity yes. for you guys. This yes. like positive momentum. And you know what, guys? Like, it's so fun and it's so forward moving that you do just completely forget that maybe you're tired, maybe you're nervous. Like, you don't even think about that because we're yeah. always moving forward.
Exactly, exactly. And you won't feel that nervousness or that anxiety or that tiredness because there's no time, like Jessica said.
There's
and,
no time.
But the good news is, I mean, the other thing that I know a lot of students really, really loved about Kizuna, the Kizuna package was the 25 minute coaching, right? So guys, yeah. that is staying in the program this year in the afternoon totally. On Saturday. So you'll have a chance to take a break, take a little rest from the afternoon adventure by coming into a cafe and working one-on-one with a member of our team. Jessica and I are doing the coaching and a few other members of the team are also doing this coaching. So you'll be able to sit down with one of us. Right. I remember last year I worked with Akiko and that was fantastic to talk through her challenges, right? In the business English world, what can she do to yeah. go from where she was at that point to that next level of connection in business meetings, right? That's huge.
No, it is huge, you guys. I mean, this is your best chance to get this personalized sort of not study plan. That sounds boring, but this personalized look at how you can keep the momentum going.
Yes.
Right? Like, this is the only way because everyone's different. Everyone has a different life outside of this immersion weekend. And the goal of this one-on-one coaching is to figure out how can you keep this positive energy in English from here on out, right? Like, yep. what will motivate you? It's the most personalized way that you could get this advice. So it's not just like, oh, spend 2 hours a day reading blah, blah, blah. Like, mm-hmm. no.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about your goals and how you can get there.
Exactly. And you have a chance, if you do have that Kizuna level, including that coaching, you'll have a chance to ask any questions of something you maybe are confused yeah. about from the morning to solidify what you totally. Learned in the morning course. I mean, of course, the other thing that is so incredible about this program, Jessica, is our native speakers.
We find the best people. Oh my gosh. Every time we do an adventure weekend, it's always so fun to meet the other teachers because they are so excited to be there.
Yes.
And they are all so nice, you guys. Yep. I mean, you'll meet other native speakers from all over the world,
yeah.
right? That are mm-hmm. teaching in Tokyo, that are living there. And so they're really great perspectives on culture, on what they've experienced in your culture. I'm sure they'll have questions for you.
Yep.
So this exchange, I find also, is beautiful.
Yes.
You know?
Love it.
It does get, like, of course, there's lots of fun activities where we're practicing, you know, certain find someone who questions, what do you do in your free time? But mm-hmm. where we really connect is about these personal conversations, comparing cultures. And when else are you going to do that in English, you know?
Exactly. I love it. I love it. If you guys were there last year, you know, you're going to have a reference point here. But this year, the plan is to have our native speakers present at more of the activities. So a few of them will be there at the informal happy hour. So you'll have more people to speak English with during those periods of time. And of course, during the afternoon adventure with All Ears English, our scavenger hunt, a few of them will be there as well. So guys, it's not just the morning course where you'll see the native speakers. They will be interspersed around in different activities throughout the weekend. So definitely, Jessica, I'm super excited about a couple of the little changes, little tweaks we've made to improve this weekend, this Power English totally. Weekend. And I'm just excited to go back to Japan. I don't know about you.
I'm super excited. You guys, we were only there for like such a short period of time. And oh my gosh, there is so much more I want to do. And students, believe you me, I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to seek out your recommendations for other things I should do in Tokyo. So,
I mean,
watch out for me. I'm coming at you.
It's a great conversation topic for the izakaya, right? I love the izakaya night on Saturday evening. If you're in the Kizuna level, we all come together to have a great meal together at an izakaya. In that moment, I was just thrilled about what we had created in Tokyo, and we want you guys to be a part of it again this year. So today's episode is to announce that sales are now officially open for just the students who came last year. The students who are in the... So guys, if you were a member of the program, any of the levels last year, check your inbox today. You will be receiving a special invitation email from All Ears English, from Lindsay and Jessica, to get in right away because the spots are limited this year. So we're giving you guys first crack at these spots.
Exactly. Exactly, you guys. So remember, just recall how you felt during the weekend and after the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. We could do that again. Can you believe it? I mean, I've had students asking me like, are you coming back to Japan? When is this going to happen? It's happening in May, you guys. Yep. So make sure again, like those spots are very limited. But for right now, all of you that were there last year, we would love to see you again. That's why it's only open for you guys right now. But for all the other listeners who didn't get to take part last year, stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Keep listening to the podcast. So for those of you guys who are hearing about this for the first time, maybe you're a new listener of All Ears English and you are interested in this program, guys, keep listening to the podcast. We're going to be opening sales for everyone in January. So keep listening and you'll know exactly where to go when it's open. But for now, guys, if you came last year, check your email today. Check it a few times and you'll get that invitation. Jessica, I'm so excited. I just can't wait. I can't wait.
It's going to be so fun. Even just thinking about it again, right? Just like remembering the activities we did, the conversations that I had, the one-on-one conversations with listeners and students. I'm getting that magic feeling again. Like I can feel it, right? Like some butterflies in my stomach, that like excited anticipation. Oh, it's
amazing.
Gonna be great.
Amazing. The one thing I'm going to change this year is I'm not going to fly through Istanbul because last year I was traveling for 24 hours. It was crazy.
That was
but
insane.
This year we're doing it smarter and better. So can't wait, guys. Check your email and we can't wait to see you again in Japan. All right.
Awesome. So fun. All right, Lindsay.
All right. All right. Take care, Jessica. We'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.